look at Luke 6. We'll head preach on the Holy Spirit first.
Yes.
Luke 6. It's a good word right there. Thank God for it. In verse 47, verse 46, isn't it? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose and streamed beat vehemently upon that house, could not shake it, for it's founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth. Matthew said same thing. Against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Well, there are so many things that go through my mind this morning when I read this and when I look at these truths of our Lord that He gave about these foundations. I won't say looking at two foundations here in the scripture this morning. Thank God the foundation, amen, was on a rock. This word rock is the same word that Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Amen. He is the rock. Amen. He was the rock that followed them in the wilderness. Amen. Listen, thank God, well, they got the supply of water. Amen. Listen, thank God, He is the rock. Amen. And all the psalmist said a lot of times that He is my rock. And He's the rock at the foundation. Thank God is. Amen. Listen, He's the chief cornerstone.
That's right.
From the corner, everything else is built. He's the chief. He's the first. He's the foremost. Thank God in the foundation. And listen, you know this. If you've got a house, it's important what foundation is on. Amen. If there's a problem with the foundation, there's a problem with the house. And you have to sit, you have to look at this morning in your own life and just see what you built upon. Then the next foundation was earth here. Thank God, which is a picture really to me of the first man, because he came from earth. Thank God, the second man, or the last Adam, and he's not second Adam, he's last Adam, was Christ. And so we find here this morning that us, as the people of God, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus ended up with this scripture about the foundation. And listen this morning, you have to know what foundation you're on. Where you're built upon. If I can say that, it's what the building is built upon, the foundation. Amen. Listen, there's a lot more work. Amen. Listen, in getting the foundation of rock than it is a foundation of earth. You just put it on the earth. Amen. It has no deep foundation. It says here that he dug deep. Amen. He dug deep. You have to get in that thing. Amen. It's more, listen, he dug deep. Amen. He dug deep to humble himself. Thank God to come in this world to save us. Amen. To die for us. Thank God. Listen, I woke up this morning. Thank God, Saturday morning, and all night this is what come to me. He just kept telling me this. And the more I thought about it, quite a personal message. Amen. But he said, he that sins dies. Amen. He that sins dies. That's a general statement and a true statement. Amen. Because everybody sins dies. Amen. You're going to die. Amen. Listen, he died, but he didn't sin, but he took our sin. Amen. We wouldn't have to die. Amen. Because he that lives in me shall never die. But he died for sin. Amen. We died because of sin. Amen. In us. Because we inherited sin. Amen. Listen. Thank God, that's why you need a good foundation. A foundation of truth. Amen. Listen, what is the truth? Somebody said everybody thinks they got the truth. But I want to say, first of all, He's the truth. Amen. Jesus said, I am the truth. Thank God, if you want the truth, thank God, that's where it's at. Amen. Listen, you'll not be saved unless you have the truth. He is the truth. Amen. Listen, thank God, the truth makes a man free. That's right. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. Listen, the know word is an experience word. Amen. It's something that you know personally. Amen. And it's He who you know personally. Amen. It's Him, thank God. Listen, the Bible said, I know whom I have believed. It's not what I believe, but whom I have believed. Because in a person this morning, amen, listen, He said, search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. Amen, but they testify me. Everything that the book says, amen, only testifies of Him. He is the Word. Amen. He's the living Word. Amen. We got the written Word here, but He's a living Word. And He spake this written Word. And the Word came from Him because He is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. We beheld this glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father. He's the only one begotten, amen, by the Father. Amen. Listen, we've begotten again by the Spirit. Thank God, we've begotten again by the Word. The Word, thank God, begot us. Take the Holy Ghost, thank God, to apply the Word. Amen. Listen, this morning, you're going to have the right foundation. If you're going to have, thank God, something to stand in the test of time. Amen. Because it all looked good till a storm come.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You know, if you look at these things, if you went by these houses and looked at them and it was never no storm, you'd never know what foundation some of them was on. Because the whole thing is, it's the foundation that holds you up. This is what I like about this foundation on rock. Number one, it's a picture and type of Christ. And He is our rock this morning. There's no other rock. There's no other way. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And if you're not saved, you must be saved. Amen. Listen, that's what Peter puts the religious crowd. Amen. And in Acts 4, amen, he said to them, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must be saved. Hey God, listen, you coming to hear this morning. I'm glad you're here to hear of the Word, but you must be saved. I can't save you. And there's nobody in here that can save you. That's not of yourself. You can't save yourself. And you're trying to do it yourself. But you need, thank God, Him. Then you can't be saved, thank God, apart from Him. Amen. Listen, but a man that gets saved is in danger. A man that gets saved, amen, is lost. Amen. He just don't save somebody that's not lost. He don't save nobody that's not a sinner. He don't save nobody. Listen this morning, unless he's a transgressor, amen, of the law of God, and he broke the law of God, and he's guilty before God, and there ain't no good about him. Thank God, but listen, thank God, the only way to get the right foundation is realize you're not only lame. That's right. There's some things God said about human man. This is what he says. Paul said this in Romans. It's got a hold of me. It's hard on people to believe this because they think so much of their sin. He said, there's none righteous, no, not one. Not one righteous person in here of their self. They're unrighteous. They have no righteousness. God said He'd judge the world of righteousness through whom Jesus Christ. And there's no righteousness in you. It's been imputed to you. It's been put on the books for you. It's been given to you. And the only way you live righteous is because you've been born by righteous God. That's right. There's none righteous. Notice this. There's none that understands. No man, listen, there ain't a natural man living that can understand the things of God. if they're confounding to him. He don't understand that. Wouldn't it be simple this morning if God had just said, you do this or you do that? But it would never account for sin. It would never pay for sin. You can't, listen, there's nothing you can do to take care of what your sin is. You can't take care of it. You don't listen. And then you don't have the ability to. God requires perfection. God requires righteousness. God requires, my friend, thank God, to be without sin. And then because sin causes death. And sin is what marks man as a sinner. And the only way a man can be saved, amen, is see that he's a sinner and he don't understand. Thank God, the truth of God in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, I didn't understand. The man told me you must be born again. I don't understand that. He revealed it to me. The only way anybody knows anything about God is he shows it to them. It's a spiritual thing. You cannot conceive. That's why education wouldn't do you one bit of good. It won't do you one bit of good in knowing God. Amen. It ain't based on education. It's based on spiritual workings of God. It's based on God coming to where you're at. Amen. And opening your heart and eyes to the truth. And that's how you know the truth. Amen. You don't know the truth unless he opens you to the truth. Amen. Listen. Thank God, you don't have no understanding. Amen. He said, ask that where thou readest. And he said, how can I accept some man God? And he preached Christ. Amen. Listen. It's the Holy Ghost work that lets you know who he is. Amen. We know not Jesus after the flesh. We know him after the Spirit. No, we know man after the flesh. We know him after the Spirit. He's a spirit creature and he has a spiritual birth and he's a spiritual walker. Amen. And no, you have no understanding of that. That's why people look at us like we're crazy. Amen. Because it don't add up to them. They can't figure it out. How's this man? Amen. He's not religious. He don't live in religion. He lives in spirit. Amen. The spirit is the way he lives. He said the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. How do you get there? He's got to get you there. Amen. He can't get you there. Nobody will. Understand? There's none that understands. There's none that seeketh after God. There's not one man born that's seeking God. A man will never seek God, but God seeks him. Amen. He never will. He never will. Amen. I can look at you this morning. Amen. I didn't know you before I met you. Amen. Listen, that's pretty common right there. That's a general statement. I didn't know him before I met him. Amen. But he knew me before I met him. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this. I've got friends. Somebody will seek God when God seeks after them. And that's the only way. Holy Spirit's got to seek you first. You don't seek God first. No man, the first thing Adam done when he sinned was run from God, hide behind a tree, and throw him an apron and put it on him, and it wasn't none of it no good. And God still had mercy on him and said, Adam, where art thou? Adam wasn't seeking God, God was seeking him. And that's exactly right. If God don't set his seeking the power on you, you'll never see your loss. You've got to have the Holy Ghost come and shine on you and seek you. Thank God, God's the one that seek me. And listen, I'd never be here this morning had he never saw me. I'd still be living in the same old sin. I'd still be living in the same old way. I would not be changed. I'm not listen, friend, he changed the inside, not the outside. Amen. I'm still the same old fella in the flesh. Flesh and blood. But flesh and blood didn't reveal this to me. It was my Father, which is in heaven. He let me know it, but the seeking is of God. He's got to come to you and deal with you and show you. And if he don't do it, amen, you'll never know it. Amen. Here's something else he said about man. There's none that doeth good.
None.
Nothing right there is the killer right there on a lot of people because they think they're pretty good or they do good. There, in the eyes of God, there's none that doeth good. God never looked down from heaven. He said, I looked down from heaven, but I didn't see one that done good. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. If you do any good now, you're saved. Amen. Because he does good. Amen. You don't have no good in you. The natural man ain't got no goodness toward God in him. Because, friend, the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. And God, but I'm telling this this morning, if you're ever going to get on the foundation of God, you're going to have to see you need to get on it. Amen.
Sure, amen.
If you don't see you need it, why would you want it? That's right. Can anybody do any different than what they are? Huh? I was reading this morning on Kings 6, where the iron, when they chopping that wood, the iron fell in the water, the axe head fell in the water. Amen. Listen, it went down into the water. You thought axe head in the water is going to sink. Amen. Because that's the nature of the iron head. It's the nature of the axe. It can't float. It's going to sink because the weight of the axe head. Amen. Listen, I got it here, Elisha. And God took a stick. Amen. And threw it in the water. Amen. And the Bible says the iron did swim. You know why? It's against the nature of that iron. Why did it? Because God supernaturally, amen, used that man of God to throw the stick in it, and the iron swam to the top, and he reached down and God gave it back to him. I'm telling you, God, thank God, gave a lot of things back to us. Amen. When we got out of there, thank God, the depth of that water, we couldn't get out. It had to be God to get us out. And listen, this morning, a man will never see me God until he's seeking. Amen. It's foolish for me to try to talk to somebody in depth about God unless they're interested. I don't know who's interested. So I talk to people about God, and when they converse with me, I try to follow God in what I say to them. Amen. Listen. Brother, the Holy Ghost is the only one. God, you can show them, people, that you need this foundation. Amen. You've always built on your foundation, but you need this foundation. And this foundation, thank God, will hold your house up. Amen.
It will. Amen.
And I'll say this morning. The house that's built on the foundation wasn't shaken. The winds come, the floods beat heavy against it, but it didn't shake the house. And it says it was founded on the rock.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen this morning. Brother, without him I'd be shaken.
Yes, sir.
Without me being on the right foundation, perished. That's right, because the foundation is what holds me up. Amen. Listen to this morning. The foundation held the house up. And you've got to be on this foundation. There's no other way. Amen. Listen. He said he gave deep to lay the foundation on the rock, Christ. And when the stream beat it, and God, the wind blew against you, it could not shake it. It could not shake it. Amen. Listen. Thank God. Listen. It ain't about, thank God. Listen. The house on you up. It's the foundation on you up. Everything's got a foundation. Amen. Marriages have a foundation. Your life has a foundation. Listen. There ain't many absolutes in this life. But I tell you, there's one absolute I can give you this morning. Thank God. Be on the foundation of the rock. Thank God. In your house won't be shaken. Amen.
That's right.
What do you have in your life's absolutes? I'm talking about absolute. You know absolute that this is confirmed and true, and this is work, and this changes not.
That's right.
What absolute do you have? You don't have absolutes unless you have it through this, through the Scripture. To the sovereign. That's right. You got to have that. Listen, preacher. I'm going to tell you this. I got saved in 1983. Late 1983. Confirmed in 84 to my heart that God had done that work in me because I was new. And because the Holy Ghost bore witness with me that what I had was the truth of God in Christ. And listen, if you don't have that, how do you know you're saved? Amen. Most people say I'm saved, but brother, I'm sad to say that not everybody called him Lord is his. Amen. Not everybody says I am is his. Because the Holy Ghost is the only one that can can give you that assurance. He's the only one that can let you know what you have real. I won't tell you this. It don't matter whether you came to an altar. It don't matter if you prayed a prayer. What matters is what took place in your heart.
Amen.
Repentance is more. Repentance is a change of mind. Faith is a change of heart. And it changes your steps. See, your walk is what you believe.
Absolutely.
Your mind is fixed on the one you believe. Because he's the only one that can direct your path. Hey, listen this morning. The authority of God is in Christ. He has the authority this morning. He's got the authority, Brother Keith, over everything. Amen. Listen. But his authority, where is the authority? He's on the throne. Amen. He's on the throne this morning. Amen. He has all authority. Amen. Been given to him. Thank God. Listen. He's got authority over you. And he's got authority over me. Amen. And listen. He's in charge of what he wants to do with me. Amen. And God told me, and I won't get back to this. I'm an honest preacher, okay? I get lax sometimes. I don't like to in the spirit, but I do in the flesh. The flesh don't want you to live for God. That means, here it is, folks. Joel Height, as a natural man, don't want to live for God. But Joel Height, as a spiritual man, has a great desire to live for God. And I wonder why God told me that. Why did God, Friday night I went to bed. Amen, listen. Thank God didn't go late, but amen, listen. Thank God about Saturday morning, about 4 o'clock, he wakes me up. And he just said this to me. He said, the soul that sins dies, which that's biblical. And I said, why's God tell me this? I tried to go to sleep and it kept coming to me.
Oh, yeah.
It kept coming to me. That the soul that sins dies. Why is the graveyard full of sin?
Right.
That's right. Everybody, listen. Why am I getting gray-headed and I'm sweating sin?
Yep.
Because that's the problem that we have, because sin brings all these things on us. There never was. Amen. Listen, there's never sweat. There's never gray hair. Amen. Listen, there's never problems. Before the fall, but after the fall, there became a lot of problems, amen. Why families have problems, sin? Why do you have personal problems, sin? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. God told me this. He said, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. That not only men that sin die eventually, but men that sin stayed die. This is his message to me. When you die, you face me. Now you can live in a lax way. And you can go to the grave earlier than what you think. And this is what he said. I've given you so much spiritually. I've given you the truth. He's given it to me this week, the truth. I've given you the truth and I've blessed you. But people that sin die. What's your flesh going to do? Sin. That's why, brother, God's got to do it for you. There's no way you have enough strength in your own self. That's why when you was without strength in due time, Christ died for the other. And I'm telling you this morning, listen to me. Thank God, what happened to Cain and Abel? The two first, the first ones was born in this world through the womb of a mother. Amen. Listen, Cain brought an offering to God that he had done. And God rejected his offering. Abel brought an offering of blood, a sacrificial offering, and God deceived it. Amen. He told Cain, if you do well, son, hey God, you'll be accepted. He said, in other words, if you'll bring the right sacrifice, I'll accept you. I'm not accepting you with that sacrifice, with the hands of your own ground. Amen. But listen what he's saying. Brother, listen. He said, but if you don't bring it, hey God, he said, sin lies at your door.
Yes, sir.
this is a deceptive thinking on anybody's part, including me, because the heart deceitful. Anytime you think that that never happened to me, you're deceiving yourself.
Amen.
Son, he made Nebuchadnezzar eat grass and prove to him who he was. He made him, thank God, eat grass like the oxen, give him eagle's wings. Amen. And let him show him who the authority was and who the God of heaven was. And I'm telling you, brothers, there ain't nobody in here that God can't bring low. Amen. But I'm telling you this, this morning, you better listen. He heareth my word and doeth them things. Amen. It's like a man that built his house upon the rock. Listen, what are you trusting in this morning? If I had two people before me this morning and they were starting to get married, the first thing I'd, two things I'd ask my wife, say this. Number one, is it the will of God? Number two, do you love one another? Number, this is the next thing I'd ask them. What's you going to build your home off of? If you're going to build your home off pleasure, it'll perish. If it's all about career, money and all that, it'll perish. All money is what we need as a necessity and to take care of things and enjoy life with, but not to listen, not to be greedy and live a life trend. That's what we put our trust in, because God said they're uncertain riches. They're uncertain. There's nobody here today, amen, thank God, when they die, it'll be left to somebody else. You ever thought about that? Solomon even said in Ecclesiastes, he said, I work and work, and thank God, we're blessed and blessed, I'm paraphrasing, and when I die, the sad thing is, it's going to somebody else. No foundation there. How can you build a house on that? How can you build a house? I'm talking about a foundation. I'm talking about a foundation of reality. A foundation of truth. A foundation of reality. Amen. Listen, brother, you, thank God, going to have to get, thank God, to land and see the foundation that only stands sure is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He says. Amen. Here's the thing, Donald. I'm going to tell you this right now. And you know this. You ain't been saved real long, but you know this. I'm not your foundation. I'm not the church's foundation.
No, you're not.
Amen. Your wife's not your foundation. Your husband's not your foundation. He's your husband. Christ is the foundation. Kayla, I guarantee I'm right what I'm about to say. You got a good husband, and when you was praying and seeking God for God to bless you with a child, there was nights you woke up and only you and God wrestled within yourself. And if you'd have woke him up, he could have done one thing for you but prayed with you. He could not settle peace in your heart. He could not give you grace and peace and contentment and submission to the Almighty. Amen. Right. Listen, you could have went there and counted your money and never give you peace and contentment. You could have thought all the things you had in this life, it never give you peace and contentment. It never would. I'm not saying things is wrong. If things have you the wrong. But listen, brother, there's things we enjoy doing. But listen, the foundation I'm about to build off of, it's Christ, the rock of the truth of God. I mean, listen, it ain't in me. It's in here this morning. Amen. People building off everything else. You sound like a figure out life. I'm going to give it to you. You want me to tell you life? I'm going to give you life. I'm going to tell you what life is. Life being on the rock. It ain't how big a house you got. It ain't how many cars you got. It ain't how much money you got. It ain't how much pleasure you can do. Now, do you ever notice this? We go off on a vacation. I'm for vacations. I mean, I'm not against them. I take some. And we enjoy ourselves like we should. That's a blessing. It's a blessing from God to eat and drink. Amen. The right thing, of course. Amen. And enjoy your fruits of your labor. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to sit down and meal. We sit down the other night. They took meal together. It was a blessing. But brother, listen. Hey, amen. Huh? I didn't go home and think, hey, amen. Boy, that's a good foundation. That's not a good foundation. Listen, the kingdom of God not meat and drink. If righteous peace is joined holy, there's no way money, the pleasure of this world, amen, listen, listen, I don't know you that good, but I appreciate you coming. But I want to tell you this, amen, listen, there's nothing that can satisfy you on the inside but the grace of God in Christ. I have a few things that really help me in life. And they're all surrounded by Him. Amen. I know this is far to some people, but the God's truth. Amen. Listen, I tell you something else, Brother Todd. It's not only that I'm on the rock, but I like to be around people that are on the rock. I enjoy being with the Lord. Amen. I'm not bored to thank God just sit in my room reading the Bible. That don't bore me. I like being around my wife. I love my family. Thank God for them. I say again, she's number one.
Yes, sir. She is.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing from God. But here's the problem. If I'm on the foundation, she ain't on the foundation, there's a problem. That's right. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Listen, I was raised in the Methodist church. It was not real good. It was dead, to tell you the truth. Just like some Baptist churches. It was dead. I went to the Lutheran church to play sports, and that's where I met her. And we got married, and both of us was on the sand. We was on the earth. All we could think was the earth. All we could think of is what foundation we was on, what it produced. The earth is nothing but sand. It passes away. Amen. Listen, it's just like a sand castle. Amen. It's going to be blown down. It's going to be washed down. Amen. Listen, brother, I'm telling you this. When I got saved by the grace of Almighty God, she wasn't saved. She was a better person in the natural than I was. Mm-hmm. I didn't live good. I didn't do good things even as a natural man. I had a bad mouth. I had a bad temper. And it just wasn't no good, to be honest with you.
That's the truth, brother.
But when God saved me, He changed me.
Yes, He did. Amen. Yes.
And she knew that I was not the same man. And I didn't have to tell her every day I'm a different man. She's seen it with her own eyes. And one night after a meeting, she got saved by the grace of God and got on the rock. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, listen, I'm a preacher to you, this is the last time I ever preach. If you're on the rock, thank God, you'll want to be around people on the rock. And if you're on the rock, you'll love the one, thank God, that is a rock, and that's Jesus. If I didn't have no more, thank God, than just attending an assembly, and never nothing else in me, I wouldn't be the Christian, and I wouldn't be a good, thank God, member of God's body, I'd just be an attender. Some people ain't even that. And I have no righteousness in what I, no righteousness is produced or anything from attending a church meeting. And don't do it. You say it's coming here to help you in the fellowship, in the word, in the singing, in the good fellowship. Brother, I can do that out there. Thank God. Amen. Listen, I'm not limited to a building. And most people think this is spirituality. And it's not, because it's just another thing that the devil tricks people up on. And think, well, I went today, it must be all right with God.
Right.
You're not right with God if you come or if you don't come. I have nothing to do with being righteous. What I got on don't have nothing to do with being righteous. It's the flesh.
Spirit didn't dress me this morning, the flesh did. The Holy Ghost didn't say, hey, put them clothes on. Let's just talk this way. That's right. Yes, sometimes they'll tell you, wear your bow tie. Amen. I don't know. But the thing about it is, it's just God. You've got to be on the foundation to know what I'm talking about. If you ever get on the foundation, these things mean nothing to you.
Amen, brother.
He said this in the scripture. He said he digged deep. Lord God, Brother Joe, it takes you a long time sometimes to get somewhere.
Yes, sir, it does.
What I'm preaching from 40 years of being saved. I don't think somebody's been saved 3 or 4 years is going to get a hold of what I'm saying. Because the fact of it is, it becomes a continual life of God teaching you and working in your life. Amen. Listen. Amen. And somebody said here, say, well, preaching about having a good health. I'm not preaching about having a good home. I'm preaching about, thank God, make sure your foundation's right.
Yes, sir.
You know, a good way, I got to quit here in a minute. But I'm going to say this, and I'm just bringing up things that's the truth. When you come in that Sunday morning,
yeah,
after Daniel left this world and your family, I mean, the man coming in Sunday morning, his family, he had to be on the foundation. A foundation has found something,
yes, sir,
in you.
Yeah.
And I won't say this, and I believe this is true. That morning of that service, I can take my mind back to the morning this family came in after Daniel had passed away that night. And he hadn't had no sleep anyway. I didn't sleep that night. It's one to work. Listen. It's probably the most, I'd probably say this truth. It's the worst night of my life. It's the worst night of my life. And I know it's not even close to how you felt. That you can muster up enough strength from God to walk in to this place. Knowing that everybody still loves you. But knowing, thank God, the foundation. When we went up there that night, me and Brother Todd come up there. And we got in that little old car of mine. And we sat in the back seat. We sat in the back seat there, and they just gathered in, his family there. And his wife, Miss Laurie, and Keith, and me and Todd got in that car. And brother, I'm honest, I don't know how to pray. And I just poured my heart out the best I know.
Yep. That's right.
And all God was doing was he was helping you,
yep,
and helping me,
yep,
just by calling to him.
Yep.
And brother, I tell you the truth, I didn't know what to say to you. Right. No man knows what people go through that they've done it, have been through it themselves. Brother, there's one thing God's taught me. He's taught me to not judge nothing unless you put yourself in their position. Put yourself in their shoes. But brother, I'm going to tell you this, you know what held him up? You know what held that family up? The foundation. The foundation held them up. It was the foundation that held this family up. It was Christ, the rock. That was the only hope they had. That night I was preaching revival in Kentucky, 2003. Got to bed. Got a phone call. Brother Pete had a severe heart attack. He's on the way. They take him to the hospital. That's all I know. And then it wasn't long after that, I got the news that he died. And the only thing that hold her up in that family was the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The rock. Christ. You know why I'm preaching about the foundation this morning? Number one, God told me to. Number two, if you're not on the foundation, the rock of Christ, then you need to consider hitting on it and let him help you. Because I'm going to tell you what, if you're on an earthly foundation, a sandy foundation, all it's going to do is fall. There's no nothing to stand. There's nothing to support you. There's nothing to support your house. If you're on sand, there's nothing. Listen, a foundation supports the house. A foundation supports the house. And then listen, friend, if you're on an earthly foundation, then you have no support. I heard a man say this, and I'm through. This man was a missionary in Mexico. And he had to leave. And his wife and son was there. And they were playing ball. And the ball got in the road. I think the child was probably about 6 or 7 years old. And a car hit him and killed him. And I heard this man say that. This here, this is what he said. He said, I couldn't get there because it was a couple of days of delayed flights. And he said, I had to lay in my bed 2 days before I could ever get to my wife and child. And this is what he said the Lord said. That's the fellowships of my suffering being made conformable unto my death. Because the suffering was the separation. Here's the thing. Listen, friend. I'm going to tell you this, Brother Jonathan. And I'm just speaking from my own self and heart. When somebody passes away, like my grandparents, it was very close to that. The comfort is, Papa had a good testimony. But it don't heal everybody. You can say anything you want to, it ain't going to comfort people unless God gives them comfort.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. You're going to have it every day you live.
Yes.
There's never a day that you don't need Him. You need Him every day. And when something tragically happens like that to this man, and he finally got there with his wife and his son, and they had to go through all that ceremony and everything like that. And I tell you, Brother Joe, I'm honest preaching this morning. Listen, that thing like that scares me to death, and the only hope I got is the foundation I'm on. No, He can hold me up no matter what I go through in this life, because this life's short, it's temporary. Amen. Over there's eternal. Hey, you know, I got eternal life in me now, but you better get all the foundation.
Yeah.
And I'm honest with you. I'd give my life today for my wife and them grandchildren and my children. I'd give my life for them. I'd give my life for them. I'd rather leave this world. I'd give my life for them. Every one of them. Every one of them. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons I say that. Because I love them. Number one, number two, I'm on the foundation. I know where I'm headed. Because I'm on the foundation. And the foundation is Jesus Christ. If you don't know what foundation you're on, you need to find out. Because there's two foundations. One will stand. One will crumble. You son, they ain't nothing in this life that can sustain you besides the Lord Jesus Christ. Only one. I'm going to tell you this. You say, I don't know how to get saved. Well, I didn't either, but He done it. I'm going to tell you how you get saved. He saves you. And number two, you believe. And here's what you do. You pour out your heart to God in sincerity. You better know, thank God. I'm telling you, folks. You better know. You better find out, thank God, where you at. Am I on the rock or I'm on the sand? I don't care who you are in here, including myself. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you on the sand, then I want to find where the rock is. Because I want to know somebody that can support me and take care of me, and I can stand right on that foundation that's solid and sure in this life. God bless you. Brother Redmond, pray for us this morning.
Father, yes.
Yes.
I'm thankful that you're the rock.
God bless the Lord.
Lord God, that you ever live.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord.
You step oh, back, God. God, yep. And surely, dear God, this morning, Lord, you do uphold us this morning. And Lord, if not for you, God, our house would have done crumbled.
Oh, that's right, Lord. God, we wouldn't have been able to make it. God,
it'd be
ruined. God, no, God, help me, Lord. God, help God.
God, Lord, bless you. God,
help me, God. Help me, Lord.
Good
oh, God,
God, step back. Surely, God,
thank God,
God,
Lord,
the
God,
Lord, Lord,
God, Lord, God, Lord, God, Lord,
is a whole
God, there ain't no other hope. There ain't no other foundation. That's laid in
God's
prayer.
Oh, God, help the church.
And thank
God, Lord, God, healed even held up, God, this morning.
Yes, God, yes.
God might get some
business. Yes, God, yes.
God, she might have a brother or a shudder or a window.
Yes, God.
But thank God she's a still.
Yes,
thank God, because the rock, God, the foundation, God's a whole
yes,
up,
yes, yes.
The Lord, God, I'm thankful, God, they can... God, be some mending done on the window.
Yes,
some
God.
Some mending done on the shingle.
Yes,
thank God. God, the hand
yes,
of God.
God. Yes,
God. The thing is still standing, God.
Yes, God.
It's still there.
Yes.
God, only one reason God
called. Oh, God. Help my eyes
and have mercy,
oh, God.
Put
the
Holy
Ghost
down. And spoke, God,
God
this morning.
God, the Holy Ghost
down.
Amen. I love you. Appreciate you coming. Shake somebody's hand and get a little go this morning.